You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to your Monday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. We hope you've been enjoying our new program here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, where every other day during the offseason, we will start your morning with that day's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Monday, June 21st.
Coach taking a selfie there?
He is. I like it.
He's human. Maybe the coach could dial up some deep patterns and maybe Salvi can go deep.
Yep. It's definitely the offseason, as the most talked about Chiefs story this weekend had nothing to do with actual members of the Chiefs. Started on Friday night when an Andy Reid lookalike, and really, it's better to call it a twin or a doppelganger, he showed up to the K to watch the game between our Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. He was in the lower level seats, and the gentleman who calls himself almost Andy Reid, he's a rising TikTok star who happens to look just like Andy Reid. And he showed up to the park wearing a Chiefs-themed Hawaiian shirt, a fake Super Bowl ring, and he chewed gum just like Andy Reid chews gum. The Royals noticed this, so they put him on the broadcast, they tweeted out the video, and the story and the imagery was picked up nationally. Even Patrick Mahomes, remember, also a part owner of the Royals, he quote tweeted the video with some laughing emojis. Almost Andy Reid already has a quarter of a million TikTok followers, and he increased his Twitter following from around 250 to 700 over the weekend. I guess it pays to look like the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask me, of course, with my medical knowledge and background, I think vaccination is a great thing. I think it's what's going to get us through this pandemic. But I think it's also a personal choice. Like, you cannot judge people. I think it's important to have a conversation. And you know, I believe that we have the greatest protocol here in the NFL with the testing, the mask and so on. And whether you decide to get vaccinated or not, we're going to be able to protect the players. And that's what matters at the end of the day.
That was the voice of Kansas City's favorite doctor, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, from last week. And COVID vaccines were certainly a point of emphasis over the weekend, with Buffalo Bills wide receiver Cole Beasley posting a message about how he would not take the vaccine. The league recently announced protocols on the 2021 season, outlining just how different this year will be for players vaccinated and players not vaccinated. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, he's on the other side of this, partnering up with Walgreens for the This Is Our Shot campaign. Walgreens is encouraging folks to get the vaccine through its website, phone app, or by calling the headquarters. And Kelce is helping as a spokesperson.
Yeah, I think to start with Patrick, you know, just this whole spring, he hasn't been trying to do it all. He's been really taking what the defense give him. He's understanding different coverages. Even when I'm moving around back there, he's getting a good idea and a good feel for what I'm doing. And if you can figure that out, you can kind of figure out what we're doing as a defense. So you could tell his eyes are right. His mind is right. And so if we could protect him how I know we can, he's going to be the guy that we need him to be. And I think I think he's hungrier than he's ever been. I think each and every practice he's trying to find me. And I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or disrespect. You know, it's like, you know, I know iron sharpens iron, but it seems like every day he just, you know, he wants to see me. So I'm grateful that I can get him better. It's been a pleasure to see him, you know, come to work, even when he doesn't do anything right, he makes a mistake, or maybe he drops a ball. He's not hanging his head. You know, he's running back to the huddle. You can see it in his eyes that he's ready to go. And I think a big part of that is him understanding that we're going to need him. You know, and so he got a big responsibility on his plate. But you know, once again, it's going to take for the leaders and the guys in the locker room to continue to encourage him and really uplift him, man, because he's still a young guy. You know, he's still a baby in this league. And but we need him to play big, and we expect him to do that.
We're throwing it back to last week to highlight some comments made by Tyrann Mathieu when it comes to wide receiver Mecole Hardman. The Chiefs will need to find a way to replace Sammy Watkins in 2021, though our own Matt Stagner doesn't necessarily agree with that. You can go read that column at arrowheadpride.com. But one of the candidates to potentially take a step up this year is third-year receiver Mecole Hardman, who's had 550 or so yards in each of his first two seasons. He may not profile as the perfect X, as they call it, at 5 feet 10 and 190 pounds, but there is a thought that the Chiefs could lean into more manufactured touches for Hardman in 2021. In limited opportunity in 2020, he averaged 7 yards after the catch. That's actually a greater number than both Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Andy Reid, the real Andy Reid we're talking about now, he has an abundance of riches when it comes to skill position players, and it sounds like Hardman came ready this offseason to show the coach why he needs the ball in his hands. We told you about the Chiefs signing a tryout player after their minicamp in wide receiver Darius Shepherd. Well, an old friend has linked up with another old friend after mandatory minicamp, this in Chicago. It's the Beast. Defensive tackle Mike Pinnell will join former Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator and now Chicago head coach Matt Nagy as the newest member of the Bears organization. Pinnell appeared in 22 games for the Chiefs the past two seasons, and he'll forever be a fan favorite for his impact on the run defense down the stretch in 2019 and then into the playoffs. Pinnell appeared on 610 Sports Radio and earned the nickname MV Pinnell for his efforts as the Chiefs won the Super Bowl title. We'll be rooting for Pinnell from afar, that is, unless the Bears make the Super Bowl, but that would be a long ways away, and right now Nagy is saying Andy Dalton is going to start. All right, let me stop myself. This is not a Bears update. It's a Chiefs update, and it's a Chiefs update that's in the books. That's it for the Arrowhead Drive on Monday, June 21st. Remember to both subscribe and tell your favorite aunt, your favorite uncle to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and please leave us a rating and a review. Coming up on Tuesday, it's the AP Editor Show with myself and John Dixon. I'm Pete Sweeney. Catch me on Wednesday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.